WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1959, Dave Brubeck made the album Time Out, featuring songs with odd time signatures like 5-4 and 9-8. The album slowly became a hit, and Brubeck recorded 4 sequels over the next 6 years. Now they're all on a box set. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Saxophonist Paul Desmond's Take Five, a hit single in 1961, a dance class staple ever since, and a musical symbol of Kennedy-era optimism. Back then, jazz folk believed in progress, attained through ever greater complexity, the process by which swing music evolved into abstract bebop. In jazz and most popular music, the basic unit of rhythm is 4 beats, a pattern so ingrained as to be unconscious. Brubeck reasoned that complex groupings of 5 or 9 beats per bar would stimulate intricate rhythms akin to African drum choirs. At first, though, it just sounded stiff, like the musicians were counting to 5 over and over. On Take 5, Brubeck kept the piano vamp going to spell out the beats and keep everyone on track. Joe Morello on drums. In truth, thinking in 5 or 11 beat units isn't so difficult because they subdivide into simpler sums of 2 and 3 beats. Count out that 5 as 1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2, and the pattern becomes easier to play and follow. Brubeck made it sound like rocket science, describing the album Time Out as the result of weeks of concentration on a particular problem. By contrast, also in 1959, drummer Max Roach recorded a more natural-sounding but lesser-known 5-4 piece. As Long as You're Living is by Tommy Turrentine and Julian Priester. Max Roach in 5-4 time. It's tempting to say Brubeck got credit for making sound hard, what Roach got no credit for making sound too easy. But then the deck was stacked to begin with. Brubeck recorded for a much bigger label with a crack publicity team. And his quartet did get better at tackling odd time signatures on 4 sequels to the original LP. Take 5 is the tune everyone remembers, but the band went on to record far smoother pieces in 5-4. Like 1961's Far More Blue from Time Further Out. One, two, three, one, two. That's Eugene Wright on bass. Another superior 5-beat piece was Unisphere from the 1963 album Time Changes. But you know how it is with sequels. You can only milk an idea so long before you start to parody yourself. On the last LP in the series, 1965's Time In, time was running out. Dave Brubeck's five Time albums for Columbia are collected in a new box called For All Time. Two discs are already available separately, and the others will be pretty soon. There is a lot of sunny and likable music here, but taken as a whole, the five discs are uneven. Brubeck sneaks in a lot of tunes in good old 4/4 and waltz time alongside the slide rule stuff, but he definitely popularized Odd Meters, and 5/4 themes to Mission Impossible and Mannix soon confirmed his broad influence. When TV cribs your ideas, and even the Beatles' All My Loving takes off from one of your piano solos, your place in pop culture is secure.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. He reviewed the new Dave Brubeck box set For All Time on the Columbia label.